Beowulf's Barrow Discovered, 25th of February 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for Run News. Point Barrow, Geatland. What some anthropologists are calling the find of the century, despite the fact that it is only 2007 and the century, consequently, is still in its infancy, as it were. Geatish scientists have discovered the burial mound of the great warrior king Beowulf. He was such an important figure that an old English epic poem named for him was written in his honor. In the poem, he's depicted as having had the strength of 30 men in each hand, for a combined strength of 60 of his fellow but lesser comrades. In his day, he fought and killed two trolls, Grendel and his mother, and in his advanced years, he fought the dragon whose poisonous bites brought his own life to its end. Dying without an heir, he named Wiglaf. The only one of his men, believe it, I've never read Beowulf, believe it or not. It must be illiterate. The only one of his men who dared to face the dragon with him and his successor. The dying king also ordered Wiglaf to build him a burial mound to be called Beowulf's Barrow along the coast of his homeland. Based on the descriptions of Beowulf in the poem, scholars have long supposed he was of Herculean proportions, or at least the size of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, as he was in Conan the Barbarian. They also believe that they would never see his corpse, even if his burial mound were to be found someday, for according to the poem, his body was set afire atop a funeral pyre upon his boat, which his people had launched to sea and carried wherever the wind took it. Astonishingly, the remains of the warrior were inside the mound, perfectly preserved, mummified, in fact. More incredibly still, he was only 4 feet 10 inches tall, and according to the scientists who examined his remains, couldn't possibly have weighed more than 98 pounds. Helmet, beard, mail short, mail shirt, sword, shield, boots, and skin included. A Dr. Ballast said, quote, as hard as it is to believe, Beowulf was a tiny person, unquote. A couple of possibilities exist that might explain the discrepancies between Beowulf of the epic poem and the Beowulf of the burial mound. The anthropologist suggests, quote, either the poet lied about Beowulf's prowess, or people were a whole lot stronger, pound for pound, in his day, unquote. Steven Spielberg, who planned to make a documentary film about Beowulf's courageous deeds and heroic sacrifices, but no longer has the desire to do so, can think of another possibility. He says, quote, the whole damn poem is nothing but a bunch of lies from beginning to end. The trolls, the dragon, and Beowulf himself were just so many falsehoods, unquote. Other objects in the barrow also cast doubt on the reliability of the poem as a historical document. For example, tiny troll dolls and a miniature dragon were found alongside the diminutive mummy. Could these have been models for Grendel, Grendel's mother, and the fire-breathing dragon of the poem? Were the literary versions simply these dolls writ large, as it were, the way Christopher's plush animal collection inspired his father, A.A. Milne, to create Winnie the Pooh, Eeyore, Kanga, Roo, Tigger, and the other beasts that inhabited the fictional Hundred Acres Wood? The poem claims that Beowulf's body was set adrift on his boat to burn on a pyre. Since his corpse was found inside the burial mound that Ballast discovered along the coast of the hero's homeland, it obviously wasn't aboard the boat, if there ever was a boat. Quote, it's possible that someone else's body was put aboard to confuse those who might want to dig up the actual corpse and eat its heart so as to gain the strength of a hero's, the hero's strength and courage. Ballast told UNnews reporter Lotta Lies. Quote, the geeks, like the Geats, that is, like the Vikings and other pagan tribes of the time, believed that cannibalism would magically confer the attributes of the eaten to the eater, and the Geats would have wanted to protect their king from such a fate. Unquote. Dr. David Duh, of Princeton University, discounts Ballast's theory. He says, quote, somebody needs to tell my esteemed colleague that there is no such thing as Santa Claus or Beowulf. It's all so much balderdash, unquote. Ballast isn't as sure. Quote, this is still the find of the century, and as such merits a great deal more study before even the most tentative conclusions can be drawn, unquote. UNnews will be sure to keep its readers posted. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.